Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
This hour is sponsored by Plumbers 911. Plumbing emergency? Call the plumbing professionals, available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911.
Dan Wiederer, Bears reporter and senior writer for The Athletic.
You're going to be relying on a lot of young players, guys that have to materialize into who they thought they were.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
On-air contributor for 670 The Score.
We'll mention this mainly because Dan Wiederer said we would mention this nugget.
Host of the Take the North podcast.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
Dan Wiederer.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go first to Dan Wiederer.
On Chicago's Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Wheezy!
Wheezy! We love talking to Dan Wiederer on this Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. He is the senior writer at The Athletic covering the Bears. He is the co-host of the Take the North podcast, TTN, alongside our own Mark Grody. He joins us via the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. And Dan is on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score from Hallis Hall. Hi, Dan.
Hi, guys. How are you?
I'm great, and I'm so anxious to hear what kind of insights Ben Johnson will give us, because it's my favorite day of the week on Mondays. He is very much straightforward with what he actually saw on the tape, as opposed to coaches who say, I got to check the tape, and never really let you know what they saw on the tape. So I'm good, Dan, but I do have a question. Are we in, you know, Take the North mode? Like, where are we with the podcast name and what we're doing right now? Because it's 2 weeks in a row now where I look at the NFC North standings and one team is alone at the top, and it's the Chicago Bears.
Right, and it's a very thin margin that they have there to stay atop the NFC North. But they've positioned themselves to play a lot of very meaningful football here down the stretch of the season, and they've got this six-game stretch to finish the year against a bunch of quality opponents that will let us know how good they really are. They're going to have to get through Green Bay twice. They're going to have to go play the Lions in Week 18, and so it all sets up for the Bears to prove who they think they are. Let's go see. Let's go find out how good this team really is, how good they can be in the future, and what they can do to squeeze the most out of 2025.
Well, if I may, Dan, and it's great to talk to you as always, I'd like to take things a step further in that regard, just picking up where Marshall left off. And there was, as we were gathered around Kevin Byard in the locker room yesterday, I don't think you were part of this particular scrum, but I believe it was David Schuster who asked a question. I have to give a little bit of background here. There is a word, and we talked about this last week with Dan. There's a word, there's a C word that Dan will not use. The C word.
Don't cuss on air.
The C word, ladies and gentlemen.
It's not even Tuesday.
Yeah, I understand. Funny. But as we gather there in the locker room, I'd like to play some audio for you right now, Dan, and I would like your instant reaction. So here is David Schuster, I believe, in the locker room asking a question to Kevin Byard.
You guys are winning all these close games. That means something.
Culture.
You know what I mean?
We've been faced with a lot of adversity all year, but if it's injuries, close games, just a lot of different scenarios, and I think we're able just to fight through that and not really get down on the sidelines, not getting too high, not getting too low. So like I said, just proud of this group, man, because like I said, the other side of it last year was not pretty.
Well, Dan, he used the C word. Where are we on the C word?
We are where we've always been.
We
require 9 victories in the standings to be able to say that word ourselves. So, Grody, that could come as early as Saturday. Really, Friday night in our postgame pod, we may be talking about that word if the Bears are able to get there. But it does, you know, this stems, guys, from so many years that we were out here at Hallis Hall listening to leaders of various forms in this organization talk about how proud they were of the method of losing that the Bears did. And the culture was always great. And that, you know, we lost with grace and all these other things. And we just decided that we weren't going to use that word until the Bears had established themselves as a winning team. To be a winning team, you've got to finish above 500. The Bears are going to finish above 500. I'm confident of that. And so we're going to get to that stage that we can unlock that word again. And Grody, I've got some ideas. We can't say these out loud on the air here because you and I have to spitball them a little bit. But I've got some ideas for that long-awaited C-word podcast.
Oh, my God. I think we should put Boy George into it. Boy George and the culture.
It's on my list.
Are you serious? That is hilarious. We just became a team.
Now, hold on here. There's two different – yeah, I'm always told this. It's so true. There's different audiences. Like, it really is the case where sometimes people be like, wow, you guys are really good on this podcast. If there was only a show that you did. And I'm serious. That's how audience behavior is. So thanks to everybody who finds us wherever. But let's just look at this. When do you think that this is going to be the time, Dan Wiederer, to use the culture word that you refuse to say? Because first of all, Kevin Byard delivered a whole baby. And you still aren't even letting him use that word. So kudos to Kevin Byard. There's the Eagles on Friday. There's the Packers on the 7th of December.
Yeah.
That's the game that's being flexed.
You want a target date for this ninth win,
that's
right?
That's at Packers. Then there's home v. Browns on 12-14.
Shador looks dangerous.
Okay, so we respect the talent on the team because they're professionals, too, in the league. Then we have home against the Packers. That's TBD. So we don't know what date that is, but that's that week between the 14th and the 28th. Then we have the 28th. That's the Sunday night football game against the 49ers. And then the Lions game that's TBD. So if you had to guess, Dan Weeder, how many weeks are we looking at before you can use that word again?
Let's go to Lambeau Field. Let's do it in Lambeau Field. That would be an appropriate place to unlock that word, wouldn't it? With a road win over the Green Bay Packers. Let's put it there, and then that's when we'll start there.
Do you just both fists out and like look up at the sky and yell culture?
This is something Grody and I will spitball, and then you guys will have to wait with bated breath to see what we come up with. I think we're all in agreement that this surge that the Bears have been on has been truly impressive. I understand that their strength of victory is not great. I understand that they have a negative point differential for the season. They still have a very flawed football team, but they're ahead of schedule here. And this season was about establishing direction. It was about creating sort of a belief and a mindset that you could be better than you've been for a long time. I think they're well on their way to that. And now it's just this proving ground here over the last six games to really establish who they really are in this NFL within this season. And we'll see which direction they take it. But I'll take that road game in Green Bay as my pick.
Dan, we've been talking about blame pie for years here because there's always enough blame to go around. Now, all of a sudden, we're talking about credit pie and who gets the credit. Yeah. How much credit are you giving to Ryan Poles after seeing what a bunch of Ryan Poles guys, backups, did in helping to get that win against the Steelers? I mean, I had to tip my cap and say, you obviously gave them good enough players to get by with, and that's what they did on Sunday.
Ben Johnson this morning was very complimentary of the makeup of this roster in terms of a group that doesn't blink. He credited the leaders of this team. It starts with the captains, you guys, like, you know, the aforementioned Kevin Byard, Joe Tooney on that list, Grady Jarrett, among the guys who have been really good at getting this team to reset. That's another parallel to 2018. I thought that 2018 team was phenomenal at putting the previous game's result aside immediately and then finding the focus to channel their efforts into the puzzle that they had to put together for the next week's opponent. This team has been great at doing that, no matter what circumstances they've been in. And it's a credit, as Ben said this morning, to the leaders that have been established in that locker room, which then sort of links up with your question about the makeup of the roster that Ryan Poles put together. And so you got to give him credit for the group that he's had here, the depth that he assembled that allowed them to survive a game like yesterday. This is a group effort here. I think that there's been just a collective vision that's come together within this season that's pretty impressive to see. And then that you ultimately want to test the sustainability of that, and then you want to see how high you can take it. Not only this season, but in seasons to come, so that this isn't just another one of these bear seasons where you feel good for 4 months and then you have 5 years of frustration beyond it.
Let's talk a little bit about what might be coming back to the Bears here very soon. And first, I guess I want your opinion on if you think Kyler Gordon and or Jalen Johnson will play in the Black Friday game at Philadelphia. And let's just say, everybody, like Tyreek Stevenson is healthy. I don't know if there was an update on him at all today. How do you handle that situation with Nashawn Wright and Tyreek Stevenson and Jalen Johnson and Kyler Gordon? Do you is everybody going to get their playing time, and who do you start at the corners?
And C.J. Gardner-Johnson,
and
right?
C.J. Like, Gardner-Johnson, thank you.
Somebody's losing reps here soon.
Yeah.
I do think that I don't want to say it's a break for the coaching staff, but it feels like Tyreek Stevenson, particularly in a short week with a hip injury that's been bugging him and obviously was bothering him yesterday to the point where he had to leave the football game.
Yeah.
That might open the door for not having to worry about this on the outside, where then it's just Jalen Johnson and Nashawn Wright. It's impossible to cut too deeply into Nashawn Wright's playing time. He's tied with Kevin Byard for the NFL lead in interceptions right now. And as Ben Johnson mentioned this morning, he's also been really, really good in the run game as well. And so a guy that's had such a success story within this season has to continue to be on the football field for you. His interception yesterday was an absolute jump start to that day to get that takeaway and then turn it into a touchdown. I don't know what you do with the nickel. And I think CJ Gardner-Johnson's versatility allows you to maybe mix him in some dime packages to play him at safety when you know, certain calls allow for it. They're going to have to get creative. I think that's something that Dennis Allen's willing to do. It's a good problem to have, but it is still a problem, Grody. And it's a problem for a first-time head coach to understand that you're going to have to deal with probably some hurt feelings somewhere from somebody who's not playing as much as they want to be. And it's a tough bridge that the Bears are going to have to cross here, but it's one you're willing to cross, because it means you've got a lot of good football players that are worth having on the field.
No, Dan, I completely agree, because there are times where a team has the hot hand, you know, especially they have a year where they have a nose for the ball like this. And that's exactly where I'd put Nashawn Wright. Like, he is one of those ball hawks right now who is just, to use a baseball term, seeing the ball well. You know, he's able to time it the way he does, and the receiver experience that came into play on how he can high point the ball. Some of the Bears' best defensive stops, as you know, have unfortunately been via the takeaway, because that's all they've had. You know, yesterday was also a decent example in that the Steelers put together some serious drives. So I would think that turnovers have to come into play here as far as that consideration.
Yeah, and when you've had the ball production that Nashawn Wright has had, you want to keep that in play as much as possible. He's a guy that really, since the spring, has, you know, he's got a background with Al Harris. He knows what's being taught on the back end of that defense. He's responded to what Dennis Allen's asked of him, and he's had a remarkable season. It's not inconceivable that if it continues for Nashawn Wright and the Bears make the playoffs, that he could be getting Pro Bowl consideration here in the next month.
That's
which
crazy.
Is an amazing story,
really,
right?
Amazing.
It's an amazing story. And so a credit to him for putting together the season he's had and for continuing to succeed even amid all of the things that have come his way, which we've discussed in previous weeks as well.
Our segment with Dan Weeder is sponsored by Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Dan, I'm looking forward, and I see all the possibilities that we kind of laid out at the beginning of this segment. But at the same time, I'm thinking, where I wasn't necessarily sure this was the case before, but now I'm pretty dead set on it, that Caleb Williams is going to be the key going forward. I thought they were going to need to score a lot of points to win some of these games. We saw that on Sunday. And I feel like he's not as far away as maybe I thought he was from doing well enough in Ben Johnson's offense to be able to get them to 30-plus points a game in some of these contests coming up.
I think what was remarkable about Sunday, Marshall, was that you sort of left the press box and headed down to the locker room with this feeling like the Bears offense didn't play all that well against the Steelers. They didn't run it real well. They obviously had the one very costly turnover, a bunch of three and outs that left you feeling a little bit uncomfortable. And they scored 31 points. I mean, 31 points used to be a fantasy land for Bears offenses. There were years where that was just a dream way off in the distance, that, oh man, wouldn't it be great if they could ever get to 31 points? And I don't think they played all that well Sunday, and they got to 31 points. And it's a testament to what Ben Johnson has done here, putting this offense together in a way where it can be productive week after week after week, even when they don't have their A-plus stuff. And so down the stretch, that's going to have to be the key as well. I will point out that Caleb Williams' completion percentage now has dipped below 60. He is now among qualifying leaders in the NFL last. He's behind Cam Ward and Trevor Lawrence with a completion percentage, I think, now of 59.2. That's got to get better if the Bears are going to compete against these better teams and try to make noise in the postseason. And so that's a focal point, I think, for this Bears coaching staff, is to get their quarterback to get more of these throws hit. And there was a handful of examples yesterday where there were open receivers and he just missed on throws he doesn't normally miss. And then in some weeks he's missing on throws where he does regularly miss. You just got to stop missing so much. And then all of a sudden, maybe we can talk about a 40-point game, every once in a while as well.
Quick follow-up to that. Is that essentially what Ben Johnson was saying after reviewing the tape of Caleb? Like, what did he think of Caleb's performance?
Yeah, he's still in the early stages of reviewing that, but I think that there's some encouragement, Grody, of just like feeling like there's still a lot more there, you know, and you get 31 points and you still feel like you haven't squeezed the potential out of the tube yet. You feel really good as a coaching staff for what you can get unlocked. But, you know, little by little, Caleb's got all these areas he's got to work on. The one thing that's impressed me, he's now gone 25 consecutive starts, guys, without multiple turnovers in a game. And so when you're taking care of the football, it keeps you in position to win games. Obviously, they've won a bunch with go-ahead scores late in the game. Yesterday, they didn't need that last-minute score to survive. But, man, like it's a real luxury that despite a quarterback that doesn't have everything ironed out, that he can take care of the football as well as he has for almost his entire career since the third start of his career.
This segment with Dan Weeder is being sponsored by Plumbers 911 Plumbing Emergency. Call the plumbing professionals available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911.
Dan, thanks as always for coming on. I'm looking forward to when you and Mark do your next Take the North podcast.
Thanks,
it
Dan.
It will be on Black Friday. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys. Enjoy this week. It should be a fun week. And what a cool game Friday we get on
Can't
a big
wait.
Stage.
It's gonna
amazing.
Be great. Thanks,
yeah,
Dan.
I feel a lot better about it now. That's Dan Weeder, senior writer at The Athletic, covering the Bears. He hosts Take the North with Mark Grody. And now it is time to give something away. Caller 6 to our score contest line, 312-540-0670. We'll receive a pair of tickets to see Guns N' Roses perform live at Credit Union One Amphitheater in Tinley Park on July 29th. It is powered by Live Nation. And yeah, we're giving them away before the tickets go on sale. Tickets go on sale on Friday, December 5th at 10 a.m. LiveNation.com. There was something that was brought up in postgame yesterday, and we've got to talk about it. This is not the same old Bears, and looking forward to Black Friday against the Philadelphia Eagles in Philly is just one of many examples. So we will examine next on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by BC Bank and Great Clips, right here in Raheem Harrison Grody on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
The Chicago Bears, one of the biggest surprises in the NFL this season, will move to 8-3. Victory formation for Chicago.
Not the same old Bears. Ben Johnson's been saying it all year long. Kevin Byard's been saying it all year long. These are not your same old Chicago Bears.
I mean, they can say it, but it's another thing to prove it, which is exactly what is happening. The Bears at 8-3. Have we played the 83 drop enough today? I feel like we haven't. This is Raheem Harrison Grody.
83.
There it is on 670 The Score. The Bears are what?
83.
Okay. I feel like now it's more right with the world. And that was one of the discussions after the game was, this is not the same old Bears. And while I feel like that is the case, I don't know that I'm there yet, but I do feel like this is a team that we are talking about very much in a different fashion. And you know who actually called this first? Marshall Harris, Mark Grody.
Who's that?
Old Grady Jarrett.
Old Grady Jarrett.
I shouldn't do that to him. He's still in his mid-30s. It's not very fair.
And old does not necessarily mean old. So,
yeah.
Old, it just names
it
sound
us
like.
Say, yeah, oh, wow.
Yeah, in his case, I guess he is relatively old because relative to the rest of the NFL.
He's 32 years old. It'd be different if he's
in his
mid-30s.
Man, he's not even in his mid-30s. Yeah, he's in his early 30s.
I would say when a player's been in the league for a decade, they're old.
You know what happens? You know how I justify it? Is when NIR rest becomes part of your practice and weekly regimen.
That's fair.
Hey, Kevin Byard is old by our standards, and he leads the league in interceptions. So the value is real.
It's so true. But Kevin Byard, I feel like, has embodied that mindset. This is not the same old Bears, but I feel like Grady Jarrett was the one who said it first. We talked about Montez Sweat discussing the pass rush earlier in the season and really the criticism they were getting. I think it was appropriate at the time, but to be able to back it up now with what we're seeing with results, like, oh, just wait, this is going to happen. That's kind of proving the point. And Grady Jarrett said that too. I don't know why people are acting like this, and it's because that's the same old Bears. This is not.
Not only is it not the same old Bears, I love the contrast of people talking about it like they had to live it. Versus the people who did live it the last couple of years. Grady Jarrett wasn't here last year to see it all go just horribly wrong.
You don't know about this life.
Yeah, and so that's like a real thing. And I think a lot of people, when certain people talk about the Bears as year oneers, let's call them, it doesn't hit. But like a guy like Montez Sweat, he's seen things. A guy like Jalen Johnson, whew.
Jalen Johnson's the one where if we had that conversation at the beginning of the offseason, he's like, call me when it's different. Like, I've been there.
He's played in a playoff game for the Bears. Like, that's ridiculous almost that there's guys on this roster still who were here the last time they were in the playoffs.
That is amazing. By the way, a bonus inside the locker room that I would like to share with you guys.
Oh, I like bonuses.
Right at this very moment, because you're talking about Grady Jarrett and like being here. He's pretty happy because he wasn't exactly on great teams towards the end of his run in the ATL. So listen to Grady Jarrett on this. You've probably been in the circumstances before where you have a short week like this leading up to the next game. Do you got to turn the page a lot faster than you normally would have? And what goes into all that?
Yes, sir, without a doubt. We got to turn the page fast, get ready to prepare, and get ready to go up to Philly and try to get another win. And, you know, that's what we do. It's part of NFL. Everybody got to deal with it some way, so it's our turn. And so we're going to go do what we got to do, and we're excited for the challenge. Oh, man, it feel good. It feel good. But, you know, we can't rest on this. But I can say this, you know, it's been a minute since your boy won 8. So, you know, but that don't mean that the work is done. The work is just getting started. But, you know, I think all this go back to the work we put in the offseason up to this point. And just the grind, the belief, the effort guys put in day in and day out, it's not nothing that happened overnight. And I think we hungry for more.
It's been a minute since the Bears have won 8, too.
We focus on right now, you know, and I'm super excited to be a part of it and want to keep making it better. So, and we just want to keep doing what we got to do to stack these wins.
See, it's that part of it for me. Like the him appreciating the 8-win mark, he knows.
Even as a 32-year-old, it's like – actually, especially as a 32-year-old, right? Like, he's not here to prove anything to anybody. It's winning time and make a little money along the way. But it's about, like, that's where he is in his career. So he's not just playing out the time with Bears. He wants winning.
But his experience has also been, I know a team that's going to get it right when I see it. And my experience has been, I don't know that feeling.
Well, it's weird because he says it's been a while, but he was on the Falcons last year, right? Where they won 8 games. So like that's what makes it hilarious.
When did they
me.
Get that 8th win, though?
Wait, did they win exactly 8?
They went 8-9, yeah. So that's what's funny. But let me just say, after I say that, he hasn't been to the playoffs since like 2017 or something.
That's probably his reference point. Then. Yeah. Like getting back into the, and hopefully the Bears will.
And so, yeah, it's been
Bears
a minute.
Going to the playoffs, Marshall? They're going to the playoffs, yeah.
In this NFC? Hell yeah.
We got two days together.
Okay, so you're in. You're saying they're going to the playoffs.
I don't think that's a stretch.
I feel like it's the Rams and them. And maybe the Eagles, depending on how they perform this next month.
Wait. You're saying those are your guaranteed locks today, or those three teams?
The Rams, Oh, I meant like the Rams. When I say them, I mean the rest of the NFC.
They're
like
the
Rams are
the
ones who have set themselves apart. Other than that.
Oh, you're saying these are the teams that I know are a lot better than the Bears. It's just the Rams.
Yeah, I feel like if I were to describe the NFC right now, it's like the Rams and then the rest of the NFC, and it's going to get figured out. So, yeah, I'm confident that the Bears can make the playoffs.
See, I look at it more as tiers. Mm-hmm. And, like, on tier one, it's the Rams by themselves.
Yeah.
Then on tier two, it's the Eagles.
Agree.
It's the Seahawks. It's the Lions, even though technically they're not in it right now. And then on the next tier, it's the 49ers and the Buccaneers and the Bears.
But we've had this conversation. We'll continue to have the conversation.
Tier two.
But in this is the newness of having the conversation like this now.
Exactly.
And for Grady Jarrett to be like, yeah, we knew what was going to happen. The point is, we didn't. We thought it was going to be the same old Bears, because after that horrible loss to the Lions, it felt like it, which is when a lot of this started to get discussed.
It's because we weren't living in the known, apparently.
Oh, God.
Grody wasn't ready for that.
No.
Our friend Chris Immo was part of the post game, and I believe it was his question to Caleb Williams yesterday, wasn't it, that talked about same old Bears?
Oh, was it? I was not in the Caleb. Well, I had to do extended locker room work.
Well,
yesterday.
Guess what? Here you go.
Oh, sick.
Montez, it's not the same old Bears right now. Do you feel that? Do you feel the idea of kind of turning the tide here?
Yeah, I mean, we're an 8-3 team in the National Football League, we feel good where we're at, but we do got to get better. And I would say, yeah, we don't feel like we're the same old Bears. We pull through for each other when it matters most, and so we got to keep getting better. Like I said, it starts with me on my side, and then we'll keep growing from there.
Pull through when it matters most, and he's thinking directly from when they did not pull through when it mattered most a year ago. And those are the Bears he's comparing this year's Bears to, because those are the only other Bears he's known, is the ones from last year that lost 10 in a row.
Do you remember him kind of leaning on the bench?
Mm-hmm.
As same old Bears said in.
Body language. Isn't it too bad that Caleb Williams, who's only been here for a year and a half, has to answer for same old Bears? He does, though, because he was part of a Bears team that lost 10 in a row last year.
As somebody who is both tasked with not having the same old Bears and as somebody who understood the previous reputation of same old Bears, I feel like he's actually got a very good understanding of
it. That's a question really for Cole Kmet, for Kyler Gordon, for Jaquan Brisker.
See, I disagree, because I think all you needed to do was be here last year to understand what same old Bears was.
Oh, man.
No, because...
But that's historic stuff, man.
Hold on, but listen, what is it? Two out of the last 3 years, they've lost 10 games in a row, right?
They have had two 10-game losing streaks in the last 3 years, yes.
Yeah, so... Whether you were part of last year's 10-game losing streak or the one prior, it's been all losing. There's been no winning.
I know.
For anybody here except for Cole Kmet.
It's like, Caleb, you get it now? After last year when he came in, he's like, why not us, man? Yeah. I'm not. What's there to be afraid
of?
Not
only does he get it, his dad gets it too.
Do you get it now, Caleb?
Well, and also he's the one who has, of all of us, he's the one who has the most opportunity to change that outcome.
Mm.
That's the difference, is that he can do something about this. Like, hey, we're here to do something different here. And that's what I feel like the players were getting at, too. Apparently, you may have heard of him. Dan Wiederer, who was just on with us, asked Ben Johnson today about the buy-in from the players.
And you don't win 8-9 in this league without a significant level of buy-in from the players. What do you sense players are responding to that's created this surge of success?
Well, I think we got the right type of guys, and that's, Ryan's really done a great job with constructing the roster that way. But the veteran leadership is outstanding. Kevin Byard, Joe Tooney, Grady, probably have 10 or 12 guys that I really lean into on a weekly basis just to get a pulse of the team. And they do a really good job of keeping the main thing in the locker room. As a coaching staff, we always try to have the right messaging for whatever that week entails, and the path to victory, to team building, things of that nature. And I think it's come along really well done. But it's really those veterans that I just can't sing their praises enough. They lead the charge there in terms of how that locker room responds each and every week, and being able to hit that reset button. And we've had some success, and yet we go right back to work come Wednesday of last week, or this week it'll be Monday. You know, it's a quick turnaround, and so we got to maintain that high level of focus so that we don't falter whatsoever.
I don't think that this Friday is the best measurement of this declarative statement.
Wait. Why is this Friday not the best measure of this declarative statement? What's wrong with this Friday?
You're going to get into it with Robbie tomorrow.
I think it is a measuring stick, and I love a good measuring stick, especially where they are when you're feeling really good about yourselves. 8 of the last 9 you've won. Let's find out how good it really is.
Well, check this out, Layla. Not only can he have that discussion with Robbie, we know what we're going to do tomorrow. We're going to do a re-predicting of the rest of the Bears' schedule. You know, the exercise that we all failingly go through that we go through at the beginning of the season. We get a schedule and we go through it. Tomorrow's show, we're going to do, they've got at Philadelphia, at Green Bay, home against Cleveland, home against the Packers, at San Francisco, home against Detroit. We will give you our definitive records for the rest of the season.
How definitive
tomorrow,
are
as opposed until to somebody our previous gets hurt.
I haven't decided yet. I have not gone through it. I'm going to sit down. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do the thing today. I do this every once in a while. After I get out of here, I'm going to go to the Starbucks down the block.
Oh, not even home. You're going to go out.
No, because if I go home, then my couch becomes too tempting.
And Dave is out here bothering you.
Dave is out here bugging me.
Dave just sits on his notebooks.
Yeah,
his spotting
Dave,
sheets.
Exactly. Dave does not help the situation when I work at home at all.
Dave is like, oh, an opportunity for me to be the center of your attention?
Right. How is all these papers I have in front of me comfortable for you, Dave the Cat? Why is that comfortable?
You raised him to need you that way. You spoiled him, and that's why he needs your affection.
Well,
every
he's an only cat with a single father.
No, I know a lot of cats who mind their own business.
Yeah,
he learned from watching you.
Yeah.
I learned it from you.
Cat dad.
No, that's very true.
Are you going to predict how many more times we're going to have victory chicken?
That's date. It's all part of it. So we will have definitive records for you tomorrow on Raheemy Harrison Grody.
They're not definitive. We had to revise them.
Oh.
Okay, first of all, look at this. Look at this graphic, this poster. It's on that thick, nice paper that Rinaldi's put together. The Bears are 8-3. Today we eat victory chicken. And then there's a trophy, and it is of a chicken holding a football. And it's like a jacked chicken. This is a very, like, in shape, like, swole chicken, and his hand is up.
Swole chicken.
In victory. And yes, we did get Rinaldi's jumbo chicken tenders and all the sauces. I can't wait for Anthony Heron to enjoy some victory chicken because he's in today on the afternoon show.
So he'll be here in time.
He will be here in time. But thanks to our friends at Rinaldi's West Loop and Rinaldi's Lincoln Park. You can visit both of those locations. And of course, this is the best time to go because it's Prime United Center season. Free shuttles are available from Rinaldi's to the United Center for the Bulls and Hawks games, as well as concerts. I've taken it. It works. It's fun.
As have I.
They're great for private parties and catering. And of course, you can also try Nico Horner's pizza. You know, the one that he put all the work into. Jalapeno infused pepperoni, pineapple, light cheese, hot honey, and a little well done. Now everybody says it's good.
No, the hot honey's great.
A portion of the proceeds from Nico Horner pizzas will be donated to BIG Baseball Academy.
And if you go to my Instagram right now, which is Mark _Grody,
oh
I think
goodness.
Is what we're working with these days.
How many E's on the end?
Yeah. Don't fall for the double E's. I've been hacked so many times, ladies and gentlemen. Mark_Grody. I'm wearing a tan jacket, like a sandalwood, on my profile, just so you know it's the right one. You can see my partners, Layla Raheemy and Marshall Harris, dishing up. You could see the spread, and you could see the excitement in the faces of my two very nice-looking partners.
And coming up next, we have a special announcement here at Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Listen to Rahimi Harrison Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
As always, we thank you for joining us here on Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score on this Football Monday. Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. And we have an announcement that we want to make. Robbie Triano, the time is yours.
Yeah, so for the people of Chicago, I came here to The Score, what was it, August of 2023. I've loved my time here, was part-time, worked my way up to being here with you guys, building the show with you, and Wednesday is my last day being a part of the show, being part of The Score, and living in the great city of Chicago. I was just so tired of writing all this stuff down for Grody that I just said, I gotta get out of here.
Wow.
No, over the summer, I got a job in TV working with Marquee. That was something I kind of wanted to do to get into TV. I got a job opportunity with, we'll talk about that in a second, but I will be heading to the city of New York, and I will be joining our good friend Danny Parkins on First Things First as a producer. So I love this place. I love all of you. I love building the show. Wednesday's my last day. I'm going to miss this place so goddamn much.
We have loved working with you, Robbie. I'm just very happy that now when you created a wonderful open for Danny Parkins, that was also very funny, that said in the line, before he abandoned us, that you two can be together again.
No. I did do that.
You know what, Robbie?
But he abandoned you only for a small amount of time, and now he's bringing you back into the fold. No, kidding aside, it's been wonderful to work with you. You've done great work both here and at Marquee. So I know that you're going to continue to produce, I think, great talk topics and quality production when it comes to just painting the picture for people watching and or listening. I think that it's going to be a great role for you. That I know for sure.
I appreciate that.
Robbie, it pains me to see you go. I feel like we just started working together because we didn't start working together that long ago. But anytime somebody can do bigger and better for themselves, I'm happy about that. I'm happy that we, the four of us, Ray Diaz, Mark Grody, Lila Rahimi, and myself, could be a part of your journey and that you don't forget about us, even though you're going to be in that big city with all those people. I hope you remember the little people, man. That's really what it's about, and I hope that you continue to affect others as you have affected us in a positive way.
I'm still going to be texting you, and we're still going to be combating about every sports thing. And just wait till tomorrow, everybody. It's fireworks will be had.
Fireworks? You two are going to start your relationship. What are you talking about?
I will just, first of all, congratulations. I mean, if you're not going to work in Chicago, New York's probably the place that you want to go. So congratulations to you. I know you'll be working with Danny, but you earned it, man. You earned it. You worked your way up here, and now you're on to even bigger and better. I'll miss you because, like, you and I get each other. You were Bob Tree from the second that you walked in here. I appreciate your humor.
Yeah, you're the one who made that nickname for
me. I did. I made that. I did make that nickname for you. So it's been a joy and a pleasure. And you said that, you know, that you're turning away a little bit because I make you write stuff down all the time. And I appreciate everything that you have written. So people who know, like, there's a job open now. Get your resumes to me to write stuff down.
Hold up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it the Chris Kindle market? Is that what caused you to leave?
Was it the idea of you wearing a Santa hat with elf ears and then
holding the mittens and the hot chocolate and writing at the same time? That's what did it.
Absolutely.
I don't usually do this, what I did for you is during one of the breaks, I went upstairs to the supply closet, which only I know on this show, apparently, the supply closet.
Never heard of it.
I got you a brand new legal pad with a fresh Sharpie and a brand new pen that you can take to New York with you and write stuff down for Danny or whomever has the power on that show. Danny's like third ranked on that show, right?
I'm going to he's about fourth, actually.
Fourth, I was going to say. So Danny doesn't have the same power.
I'll need a lot of advice from everyone here about how to handle Danny, for sure.
No, you're awesome, man. Congratulations, and we're
appreciate it.
Seriously going to miss you.
Robbie, you have a nose for news. There's no doubt about that. You've been fantastic just to have fun with, have, and also work with, of course. And
slap around every once in a while.
But we do have a good time, and Robbie's a big reason why, and we're thrilled for you that you get this job.
Robbie's the reason I'm in radio. He's a great influence to me. He wakes me up every single day.
That's my sweet baby boy right there.
It 100% was the Chris Kendall market that did us in.
Yeah, it is.
He's like, that's it. I'm going to find my dad again.
Yes, and I will put a Bears sticker on this brand new legal pad for you as well. That is what I'm doing as we
speak.
You're
just giving out all the stickers.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what they're there for, right? Layla, you could order me more, right?
Yeah, I got to find them.
Thank you.
Well, I'll have more to say on Wednesday, but Layla, this is our last show working together because you are going on vacation, as we do, because it's Thanksgiving week. And I would just say you're smart and hilarious, and I absolutely loved working with you. And I'm really going to miss this show. Like, building it with you guys was awesome. And I will have more to say, but thank you guys for everything. And I feel bad that I've taken everybody's time. And there's going to be less Detroit takes, so that's good for everybody as well.
It sure is.
But what about your side team?
Oh, I'm going to miss the Cubs. How could I forget? I'm going to miss Josh Giddey more than everyone. Like, mm-hmm. I think, like, you guys are cool, but Josh Giddey is amazing.
He's like the Scarecrow. Whoa. I will miss you most of all, Scarecrow. Isn't that the one that Dorothy said that she was going to miss most of all? I felt bad for I think there was a Family Guy episode where the Tin Man's like, what the hell? What the hell is that all about?
Well, Robbie Triano, we're really glad you brought up Josh Giddey's name because he is your guy.
Oh, God.
He is your boy. He is your man's, and we know Grody got you some supply closet gifts, but that's not all, Robbie Triano.
I mean,
that's not all.
Fresh.
Unbox this bag for us.
Oh, my God. What do we have here? Oh, my God. Josh Giddey jersey,
yes!
baby.
Yes.
That is not just any Josh Giddey jersey. That is the official Josh Giddey authentic jersey, and it is a home white because you'll always have a home in Chicago, my brother.
We spared no expense, Mr. Triano.
I mean, I think I'm going to stay now. I'm staying now. Sorry, Danny. Suck it, Danny.
Take that, Fox Sports.
We're not getting you any more stuff, so you should go ahead and go.
You guys are the best. I love this place. I love the score. Long live the score.
And I'm going to do something that my mom always does when giving gifts. Now, Robbie, there is a card there for you to read. You don't have to read it on the air, but there is a card, so don't just discard the card.
Read all the little excerpts that we wrote, maybe?
Absolutely. Bear down, everybody. Yeah, appreciate y'all.
Bears.
Congratulations, Robbie. We are going to miss you. And thanks for doing this on the show that I'm on this week. So I'm sorry that got kicked up a couple days. Also, if you've noticed, Mark has made like 9,500 references to Robbie leaving. So now you know what those are about.
Right. If you heard like non sequitur, I tried to do it sequitur. I tried to keep it within the path of the conversation.
You mean the one where you're just like, why don't you just go to
New York? Yeah.
Why don't you just get out of here and go to New York?
You said, who am I going to root in the Giants-Lions game?
I did say, are you a little conflicted over Giants-Lions? Nobody was catching on, though. These two were like, shut up!
I couldn't stop laughing. You were like, Robbie, why don't you just go to another city?
To get the hell out of here, sweet baby boy.
If you wondered what that was, well, Mark Grody found out about 48 hours ago, and he just couldn't keep it to himself.
Yeah. So if you have a secret, don't tell me.
Wow.
That's it.
Ding, ding.
I'm just kidding.
847. Danny is the type of guy who will come back now, leaving his friend stranded out there in New York.
Yeah, that would be. Yeah, Danny will take off for whatever the next gig is.
Crap. Now who's got
to write? Come back to the score.
Who's got to write stuff down now?
Well, this is why the job is open. You could look. I gave you my Instagram, Mark_Grody. You could find me. Like, get your resumes in. Do you have what it takes to write stuff down for me during the course? It could be pressure filled. You could be in two or three things, and I'll come at you. I'll be able to write that down. So I don't know. I don't know if anybody's capable.
Well, that's Wolford. Oh, that's a buzzkill. Grody.
Yes.
I shouldn't have asked that question. This is Robbie's time. Well, Robbie, we've loved working with you.
Love you guys too.
And we're going to need you to talk to Kevin Wilds about his Drake May MVP take.
He's on the doorstep of destiny.
Coming up next, we transition. Anthony Heron and Matt Spiegel are in the house, so we'll do that next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. That content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.